Well, hi, everybody. It's Wednesday in Western New York, and this is the BNBlitz.com Daily Drive podcast. My name is Paul Peck with Kevin Sylvester. We're from BuffaloSportsPage.com. Don't forget, for all the latest information on the Bills, it may be the offseason, but lots of draft talk. Jay Skursky has the Bills trading a whole bunch to get up into the top five in his mock draft that's available on the BNBlitz.com. So plenty of stuff for you to track down there on the Bills offseason, all available at the BNBlitz.com. And if you're a Buffalo News or BuffaloNews.com subscriber, you get access for free. Well, Kevin, we did this yesterday and we'll continue it again today. A little bit of a positional breakdown on the offseason for the Bills. We talked about linebackers yesterday. Let's move a little farther back in the defense and break down the secondary. Who's in, who's out, who might be coming in, and where the Bills need to make some fixes.
Can we re-sign, re-sign E.J. Gaines?
I'm with you.
I liked him. I thought that was a great pickup. It was one of those, like, who's this guy, right, with the Watkins trade? And he turned out to be a good player. And
You missed him when he was hurt.
I mean, yes.
He missed a bunch of games, but you noticed that the Bills missed him when he was hurt. So the question becomes now, I would be all on board in signing him, because then you bring your two corners back, and your two safeties back, which is great. Franchise tag, if you can't get him signed, franchise tag for cornerbacks is about $15 million this year. Transition tag, about $13 million. That's a little high, I think, for E.J. Gaines, but...
Listen, you didn't want to pay that for Gilmore and prove to be worth it, right, for the Patriots when it came down to the nitty-gritty.
Yeah, sure did.
And he's not as good as Stephon Gilmore. He's good, but he's not as good as, and not in my opinion, not as good as Stephon Gilmore. So,
well,
you're letting one
you
walk away.
Use it as a way to not let him walk away. You know, I mean, that's,
boy.
You know, if you have the cap room, you know, is it possible? I would think you'd be able to get a deal done with E.J. Gaines.
I think so.
I would think so. So, really, to finish up that thought, Gaines is a free agent. So is Leonard Johnson, who pretty much was the regular slot corner for the Bills last year. So there's somebody that needs to be signed. And Sharice Wright, who got some snaps when E.J. Gaines was hurt, he winds up being, he'll be an unrestricted free agent as well, too. So there's some holes to fill there. You're set at safety with Hyde and Poyer. You know, backup safety, I think, is a question mark. Shamarco Thomas is a free agent. So is Colt Anderson. I don't know that I would shed a tear if either of those guys walked away.
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, I went back to that. I was talking about this yesterday when it came to linebacker. You know, the draft is going to be interesting for this team and what they decide to do. They plucked out a, you know, what looks to be all-pro cornerback year in and year out in Tre'Davious White last year. Is there another guy in the draft that they can pluck out of there based upon need? But you have to pay somebody. So are you going to pay E.J. Gaines instead of drafting somebody? I would be more apt to pay E.J. Gaines and draft linebacker like we talked about yesterday, as opposed to paying Preston Brown and drafting cornerback.
I'm with you. I think that makes perfect sense.
You know what you got there. You know you got a guy that's good. I think he felt welcomed here in Buffalo after a while. Like, okay, these fans appreciate me. You keep your secondary intact, which is a good secondary. I think it was a strength of the defense last year. So I would try to keep that intact if I were Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott, to keep my secondary intact. And, yeah, Leonard Johnson, if you can keep me as your nickel guy, but it's something you don't have to worry about, right? Like, okay, that's set.
Yeah, I'm with you. You know, and again, that's one less position you have to think about drafting, because there are a lot of positions they need to think about drafting. And if they start to move around in the draft and move picks in order to get up to take a quarterback, you're going to give away some of those picks that you have. So I couldn't agree with you more. I thought we saw enough from E.J. Gaines to say that's a guy. You know, and again, remember, in the Sean McDermott defense, it's heavier on zone defense. You don't need to have a top-of-the-line, most physically gifted corner in the NFL kind of a guy. You don't need that. So a guy like E.J. Gaines, is he a little small? Yeah, he's a little bit small. Maybe you'd like him a little bigger than he is. But I thought he played really well like last year. And, you know, at 5'10", a little small maybe. But I thought in the system he fits perfectly. And so did Leonard Johnson, a guy, you know, you didn't get a lot of mentions of him, but he did a very nice, effective job because he had come from Carolina where he knew McDermott's defense.
Can we ask Gronk what he's going to do? So we don't, you know, it's trying
head
to
on, head on up Transit Road here and, right. You know, pop your head in there and ask.
I have to worry about covering Gronk. Okay, re-sign Gaines.
Yeah.
When it comes to that. Well, they put White on him anyways.
Yeah, I would like to see another safety brought in, just another third safety for depth. You know, I mean, you know, when Poyer got hurt for a little while, I thought they really suffered a little bit. And, you know, so, I mean, maybe a later round pick at the safety position or a veteran free agent type to come in and be like the third safety. I'd be all for that, too.
Well, you know, that's another spot. You know, maybe they could draft. I mean, look what the Jets did in 2017 in the draft, right? Drafting those two safeties. And, you know, they good luck paying them when they both mature, if they stay on the same trajectory as they did. But, you know, it's a passing league. You have to solidify your secondary. And if you know you've got a good one and one you like playing your system in E.J. Gaines, yeah, sign him. I $15 million a year does not seem right when it comes to that. But, you know, if you can get him for $7-8 million on a long-term deal, that's the going rate for cornerbacks, right?
Yeah, just to throw some free agent safeties out, you know, as a third depth guy. A lot of veteran guys, a Reggie Nelson from Oakland who's been around, a T.J. Ward, you know, Darius Butler, Kenny Vaccaro was a former first round pick in New Orleans.
Jim Leonard, is he still out there?
No, Jim Leonard is. I think
he's a coach.
Jim Leonard, the defensive coach, defensive coordinator in Wisconsin, I think.
Yes.
You know, Corey Graham, who has already been here once. Too. So, you know, I think there's some guys out there that you could go out and get to be a veteran number three safety. And, you know, on the corner front, just, you know, Trumaine Johnson is going to be a big money guy coming from the Rams. And I don't think there's a whole lot of interest there. A Prince Amukamara is a third corner, maybe. You know, Darrell Revis just got cut. Morris Claiborne. These are all guys that have been around forever.
You know, one of the interesting things when I look at the Bills secondary, a couple of years ago, like, wow, Gilmore and Darby, you know, these two corners, and they are set.
First and second round picks.
Both played in the Super Bowl this year.
On opposite, right, sides.
Opposite sides
and
of the
not
football.
With the Bills. Right.
And not with the Bills. But
that was a system. That was more of a
right.
system thing.
But what I was going to say was, I don't think we feel they're any worse off. Do you?
No. Because of the system. You know, that has a lot to do with it. You know, again, you are not looking to go and find the next Darrell Revis, you know, shutdown corner. The system does not require that, which makes it a little easier to be able to plug guys in.
The interesting thing, if you take Gilmore, Darby, Graham, we just need one more guy to get the Bills secondary.
Yeah, you're right.
To the Super Bowl.
You're right. No kidding.
Just something to think about. Hey, all right, Paul, I mean, there are stuff we discuss here, and then there's really important stuff that we're going to get to next in our two-minute drill.
The Daily Drive two-minute drill is brought to you by Experimac of Orchard Park. ExperimacOP.com.
Cracked screen, need a new battery. Hey, if you're looking to upgrade your laptop and you don't want to spend full retail, go see our friends at Experimac Orchard Park. 1-year warranty on refurbished Apple devices. My MacBook Pro is just humming. It's awesome. Got it there nearly a year ago at Experimac Orchard Park. All right, Paul, here's a real pressing issues. All right,
I love pressing issues.
The Jacksonville Jaguars are changing their uniforms, and they're getting rid of that two-tone helmet. That was, horrendous. And, you know, the people are like, oh, that thing, it was a bad helmet.
I thought it was unique, interesting. Well, I never fault anybody for trying something a little bit different.
Okay, unique, interesting. I didn't hear good.
Yeah,
there.
Well, that's relative. That's up for interpretation.
It was on Twitter, might be a leaked photo. It was, you know, the Jaguar, the cat itself has the spots. The helmet was that. I'm like, that can't be it.
Kind of like the brown, like the Bengals with the stripes. Yeah. Is that a little bit of where you're going with this?
I don't think they're doing it. I think it was just a joke. I hope it's not the case. But it just had me think about the Bills helmet. And some think they should just go with the standing buffalo.
I'm all for
full
that.
Time instead of the charging buffalo on the helmet.
I'm all for that. I love the standing buffalo. I think it invokes just a cool, you know, like everything else. It was back in the 60s, and then it went away, and now it's come back a little bit. Now people think it's cool again when they couldn't wait to get rid of it because it wasn't modern-looking enough when they changed in the 70s. So I'd be all for that. I don't know that the Bills are going to even think about doing that. I think they're too heavily identified with the charging buffalo to make the standing buffalo anything other than the occasional retro throwback kind of a thing. But, you know, we've seen teams like the Giants and the Jets have gone back to old uniforms from before. I'd be all for it. I think it would be cool looking. I think maybe I'm a little tired of the charging buffalo. It's been the Bills logo for a long time, 40 years now, pretty much, right? You know, I'm up for a little bit of a change, and I'm good with going back to the you know, what's old is new again. I'd be all for it.
I'm on the fence on this one. You know, when I worked for the Sabres and they changed to the, you know, people call the slug.
Right.
It was, you know, a charging type buffalo look to it. It sold great, but that's because they went back to blue and gold, not because it was a new logo, right? I mean, you could have just put a B on there or whatever. The Sabres logo is one of the great logos. I think that Bills logo, that charging buffalo, has become a great logo, but the standing buffalo is a great one too.
Yeah, so, and it's got the history of, you know, that's what was being worn in the glory days of the team.
I think I'd like to see them wear the throwbacks at home all the time, those throwback whites. I think they're fantastic, the all-white uniforms, and do it with the standing buffalo, and then wear the charging buffalo on the road. That's what I would do. Do it like college does, right? Hey, you know, college, and you see it with UB, right? They've got how many different uniform systems? Four, five?
You need someone from the math department to calculate all the uniform possibilities that UB and most colleges can now roll out.
Yeah.
Three different jerseys, three different pants, four different helmets, you know, do the math there.
Yeah, so why not do that with the Bills?
Well, you know, I got in trouble for bringing this up on a previous BNBlitz.com
with who?
Podcast. But I'd be curious to see whether...
Right,
whether the NFL will ever make its way closer to multiple helmets.
All right, we'll stop talking about it right now.
I wonder if we're getting closer to being able to do that. That would be one way to jazz things up a little bit. And again, almost every college outside of USC and Penn State now has multiple uniforms because the players demand that. At some point, as those players start becoming NFL players, is the NFL going to say, well, yeah, we need to do this, keep the players happy, sell more stuff? Be very interesting to see whether we get to that age. The problem with NFL uniforms is they are so heavily researched and analyzed, and you need like 3 years in order to get a change done. They have to test how they look on TV, and then Nike has all these uniforms that haven't been jerseys that aren't sold yet that they want to clean the stock out before you bring new stuff in. So it's not like you can snap your fingers and change your uniform. I assume the Jaguars thing has probably been in the works for 2 to 3 years.
I just said the Oregon Ducks do it the best, of course. Phil Knight,
correct.
Nike, right? They do it the
They're
best.
They're the ones that started the whole trend.
Yeah. Well, I don't, the NFL perhaps should follow suit. But, it's also one of the cool things about college football. It's one of the unique things about
You're
college
right.
football.
You're right. Maybe it should stay unique to college football.
Yeah. So, you know what? Now that we said that, keep it to college
football.
Okay.
Well, there you go. We just talked for 5 minutes and got right back to where we started then.
But you do have a different uniform at home than you do on the road. And I think the Bills should wear the throwbacks always at home and then go modern on the road.
All right. Kevin has spoken. Always tuned in with the fashion world, Kevin Sylvester.
Yes. I am definitely a bastion
there you go.
Of fashion.
If you have any thoughts, let us know what you think the Bills should wear as their uniform or whether we're due for a change. Always an interesting topic. I know it gets a lot of people all excited. Maybe we'll discuss it later in the week right here on the BNBlitz.com Daily Drive Podcast.